I always thought the only Lodi here in the U.S. was right here in California. But after seeing Band Slam, I now know there's a Lodi, New Jersey. That's where Will Burton, played by Galen Connell, and his single mom Karen, played by Lisa Kudrow, move after she gets a job in Lodi East. Meanwhile, at Lodi High, Will is immersed in a typical milieu of peers, but instead of football ruling the student body, it's the school's annual Band Slam. Whatever school rock band is best in the highly touted competition wins. Does that have a familiar ring to it? Will's a music nut. His iPod fills his head with it much of the time. He knows a bunch about rock musicians, too, and David Bowie is his favorite. Will emails Mr. Bowie lots, but can't seem to get a reply. But this helps when the picture needs voice-over narration. Will meets a couple of female classmates who liven up his social life in Lodi, New Jersey. There's a tall blonde, Charlotte, played by Allison Michalka, and the short brunette, Sam, played by Vanessa Hudgens. Both young ladies are an eyeful. Sam's reticent and bookish. Charlotte, a formerly upward mobile cheerleader, is outgoing and sings lead and plays guitar in her own garage band. Will has so much knowledge about cool music that he's a shoo-in for Charlotte's new band manager. About the same time, Sam and Will are drifting toward datehood, even though Sam keeps her face in a book most of the time when the couple hangs out. Will would help himself a lot, probably, doing some reading of his own on how to approach and be cool with complicated teenage girls. He doesn't even know yet that all teenage girls are complicated. Of course, Charlotte has an arrogant ex-boyfriend. His name is Ben and played by Scott Porter. Not only that, but Ben has his own garage band that's bound to be locked in competition with Charlotte's group come Band Slam time. Now that really has a familiar ring to it. Will suggests Charlotte's group lose the phony drum machine they use for a beat and get a real drummer to drive the group to greater things and first prize at the next Band Slam at Lodi High. The Band Slam script was written by Josh Kagan and Todd Graff. Graff also directed. The only thing I'd advise Mr. Graff and Mr. Kagan about their screenplay is they should have made a firmer, early-on emphasis that Charlotte is a backsliding social gal, what with her now being an ex-cheerleader and disassociating with certain haughty friends. It comes out that she is indeed less inclined now to be a yuppie in the hallways, but, as I say, a bit more of the Charlotte baggage would have better framed later stuff to come near the end of the picture. Lisa Kudrow's part is written as what I call a typical Peanuts parent character, that is, all trombone. Although she's in several scenes, there's not much for her in Slamming at Lodi High. Band Slam strikes me as an ideal movie for 10 to 12-year-olds. That makes the film about people who are approximately 5 years older. And we all know, when we were kids, how cool people are when they're just a couple of grades ahead. And of course, adults are so boring and little kids are even more of a drag, right? The actual age of Mr. Connell and his two leading ladies is about 20 or 21. For me, the gals don't look like they're 16 or 17. They appear to be 20 or 21 or maybe even 27. On the other hand, Connell looks as if he might be 17 or 18. I had trouble believing the gals are taken by the Will character. He's just moved from another city and exudes that dreaded loser quality. Despite the heavy dose of jumpin' rock and roll, contemporary elderly teenagers will find Band Slam a bit of a drag, much like those little kids I didn't like to play with who were only 5 or 6 years old when I was already a mature male at age 11 or 12. But heck, how neat! A movie about garage bands. How cool! I remember when I was a kid, the only thing we did in our garage was park the Chevy. I'm Gary Chu, down in the Valley.